Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You see, scientifically, when a man and woman become one, his DNA becomes part of her. It goes into her brain. And she becomes one with him. But she can't transfer her DNA back to the man because Christ does that to his church. I just need to say, if that's true, I got a lot of men in my brain. There's a lot of sperm in my brain.
Christ has sperm, hallelujah, Christ inside me. Give me sperm!
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've all of a bubble space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
So that means every time I'm getting railed and loaded up by some random guy, Jesus is also coming inside me at the same time. So it's always a threesome.
Alleluia, alleluia. This is Seeking Sister Wife.
Wow. What an episode.
This is Seeking Sister Wife, and this isn't a bi-curious. Your knobs don't need to be changed on your radio.
Your button, what the fuck are you saying?
Your radio knobs, don't turn that dial because
no one has knobs anymore.
Roll with it.
Buttons.
Y'all, this is Reality Gaze, and we are covering Seeking Sister Wife.
Finally, a cringe show that I actually want to watch.
It's really so adjacent to You, Me, and My Ex, and some of these. It
no,
just feels like it's all in the
no,
same family.
No, it's not. This is a special kind of cringe.
It's which I like cringe. I'm here for it. So we're doing season 5, episode 1. We're Reality Gaze. My name's Matt, aka Maddie. This other queen who has a lot of men's brains inside of her is Jake, aka Poodle.
In my brain.
My
brain is teeming with semen and the ghosts of men who's fucked me.
You know, the thing is, Jacob Marley.
Now I'm just seeing sperm with like halos,
uh-huh.
Like ghost sperm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's a failure, really, of the gay community. I feel like we have, because this show reminds me, you can read anything in the fucking Bible and make up some reason of why it applies to you. And I'm like, gay people, we keep pushing away the Bible, but maybe we need to lean in more and say gay people were proven legitimate in the Bible. And that's why Southern Baptists should love us.
I think we could be a lot more creative. I think we could do like Nick and Garrick and spend some time researching and thinking with our men's minds.
With our men's minds.
With our man brains and really do our research and prove that we have more, that we're more than Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, yeah. Again, nobody talks about Gomorrah.
Justice for Gomorrah.
Justice for Gomorrah.
Sodomy has a whole like crime associated with it, and a whole thing with you can sodomize someone.
Sodomy
you can't
still Gomorrah illegal to
anybody.
No, you can't Gomorrah anyone.
Justice for Gomorrah.
Justice for Gomorrah. Boy. Oh, y'all, just say a prayer for me, honestly, because Poodle's in tech week and I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm in tech.
And we started a new show that he's very excited. So the he had McDonald's earlier. The overstimulation is off the charts.
I needed McDonald's because there was another tradesman inside my house fixing things. And it's the last time, but he showed up at 9 a.m.
And just went to banging and not the kind of banging you like.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the actual sawing, drilling. Ooh. Again, non-sexual.
Non-sexual. Planing.
He's cute, though.
Yeah, well, he's probably a real craftsman if he's working on your wood floors. You got to be, you know.
Well, it's the same guy they send for everything.
So listen, if you're new to us, a lot of you are new from, you've jumped on to your sissies from I Think Not or some of our
Love
other collabs.
Blind.
Love is Blind, some of the other collabs, or you're a fan of Scott Evans, whatever that you found us. We have a lot of new recent people. This show is on your public feed, the free feed right now, which is awesome. But it's because we're like twinks in West Hollywood on a Thursday night. We're teasing you giving you, as we call it, try before you buy, because this is on the $8 tier of RG Plus.
Yeah.
So you'll
and
get
just
this
like
episode.
Twinks. The first taste is free, and then we're going to try to take your wallet.
Yep, exactly. And we can do that on many ways. The way you can subscribe to RG Plus is that you can go to our website, Reality Gaze, to find all this out. Or you can go to patreon.com/realitygaze if you want to do on Patreon. You don't like Patreon? That's fine. You can do Supercast. The link's on our website for that and in the show notes. Or
Apple subscriptions.
You can do Apple subscriptions. If you don't want to vote on anything, you don't want to comment on anything, you just want to just go to your
you
regular
just want
Apple
sperm in your brain.
Yep. If you want to go to your regular Apple podcast feeds, it is the easiest way. You just go to Apple Podcasts.
Yep. You don't have to sign up for anything.
You see this episode, you click on it. You can listen for free this week. Next week, if you click on it, it'll say you need to pay.
You got
to
pay
$7.99 to join this. And you can join that way.
You got to pay like they paid, they sent Bert $10,000 to Mary Beals, and she never came.
And she never came.
Oh, that's my favorite thing about it.
So,
she conned him.
Also, too, if you don't know Seeking Sister Wife, I've only watched an episode or two, and I purposely have done that. So that way, if Jake says something that I don't get, or I will ask. So if you're new to this, don't feel like, oh, it's season five. I don't know anybody. There's only two returning couples to this season.
It's
the rest.
The Mary
we're
Fields,
learning.
Yeah. Yeah. The Merrifields have been around forever.
We're learning together.
The Merrifields have been around, I think, since the beginning. Maybe they joined on season two. But, y'all, there's the if you're in our sissy squad, I posted a Danielle and Garrick primer that has every single one of their scenes. It is a full, almost 2 hours long of fantastic cringe.
Now, isn't there the other couple we didn't see this week, or did we?
That the was Davis, the returning. No, we did not. No, there are only two returning couples. The Davises are returning.
And
that's Nick, Carol, and Carol.
Really? Their names are Carol?
You don't remember your bit? That was a bit that you had.
I don't even remember.
Wow. Poodle.
It is like doing a podcast with a goldfish.
It is. It is.
Anyway.
No, they're returning. They were on this week. They only had one previous season. So
the Davis family. So I They are kind of, I even wrote, I was like, it's all, I wrote, these women seem all the same. I'm going to confuse them.
It's like, you are. It's like a Picasso painting. You're looking at the same woman through three different through three different views. Cubism.
That's
explained.
A funny joke, Matt. Nick, Carol, Carol, and Carol. I like that.
I like it how I said that. And like, you couldn't even knock back your own joke.
I just got it. Took me a while.
The comedy stylings are always fresh here at Reality Gaze.
Y'all come see us on March 23rd. Poodle's going to be there putting up his show, speaking of Tech Week. Seagull Songs, it's going to be at the Broadwater
Song
Theater.
Singular.
You know what? I'm not going to get the name of your shit right. That's just not going to happen. It's not that.
How difficult.
It doesn't really matter. It's fine. Songs. They get it.
It doesn't matter. My show is titled the way I want it to be. Even though I confused the title.
Exactly. The Broadwater Theater, the Broad Lawn Theater, some dump. Broadwater Theater. Poodle tells me it's a nice theater. I'm thinking it's going to be a warehouse where he's had sex with men. So we'll see when we get there.
At least it's with men.
You can go to the Indiegogo link.
Why do you keep saying, you always say Indiegogo?
What is it?
Indie. Like indie film?
I said Indiegogo.
It's not Indiegogo. It's just Indiegogo. There's no go-go.
Oh, I thought it was Indiegogo.
No. Indiegogo.
Well, I like Indiegogo better. It's like Indiegogo, like a go-go dancer. That's why, because it's hard for me to say the word.
You're going to make people type in. The links are there. God.
It's hard for me to say the word go-go dancer without saying a go-go, because I always want a go-go boy.
You're going
to
break the record for getting the most incorrect and inaccurate references this episode.
Hey, there you go. so go to the link,
the Indiegogo,
whatever that is. Go to the link. And I'm going to be there on March 23rd, and you can actually meet Jake and I afterwards.
To meet us. Or if you just want to buy tickets, you don't give a shit about seeing us.
That's fine,
too. You can go to the Eventbrite link.
Look, I'm going to ask for your ticket. If you did not pay to meet me, I'm not talking to you.
I don't know if you get like a paper ticket.
I will ask to see your phone. I will ask to see your phone because this isn't supporting you. This is supporting a theater.
You will cave. If anyone comes up to you, you will hug them.
Theaters need money, y'all. It's the last refuge of humanity left in America.
Is it?
I think so. I think they're important.
Wow, that's putting a lot on theater.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Broadway season?
We're pretty doomed.
Jesus.
Anyway.
How many more movies are we going to turn into musicals? Fuck me.
This is very true. So, all right. I think that's it, y'all. Love is Blind is the wedding finale is this week, and then the reunion is next week. It is confirmed we will be doing a collab next week with Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Yes.
For the Love is Blind finale.
Yeah, we'll be talking about...
Or not finale, but reunion.
The reunion, talking about the show in general, their thoughts.
You haven't watched yet, have you?
I have not. I'm going to watch probably tonight after I get home from rehearsal.
Oh, boy.
From cue to cue rehearsal, which could go to 11 tonight. I don't know.
Maybe you should watch tomorrow.
Maybe. But I have other things to do. So,
Yeah, it's going to take you about 2 hours to watch it, just so you know. Because you're going to have to stop it and write notes because you can't. Yeah.
Maybe I will do that tomorrow.
Anyway, I think that's it. Except for, if you can dream it, you can come see Reality Gaze on tour.
If you can dream it, you can get sperm in your brain.
You can get sperm in your brain. So come see us on tour.
I want your husband's sperm in my brain.
That is what Poodle's playpen was designed for.
Yes, brain sperm.
That's why you're so smart. So much sperm.
Just coursing through all my lobes.
I mean, really, if men really did leave their it did leave their DNA, then you would be a mutant. You would be an X-Men.
At this point, I could literally melt people with my mind.
Yes, you would be.
Because I've always wanted to do that.
Pulverine. You would be Pulverine. Where would the metal shards come out of? Not your hands, but where?
My ass.
just zoom. You're just cutting everybody with your anus. There you go. Wow.
You jumped. Hey, that guy just jumped the valet line. Shut up.
Don't make him angry. Don't make Pulverine angry.
Pulverine.
Pulverine.
Can we talk about the show now? Because yeah. I love this show.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I'm actually so motivated to talk about the cringe tier.
The episode name.
Seeking is a shock.
Okay.
All right. And that looks like probably what they're going to be talking about. So for those of you who do not know the show or who are just jumping on, this is about people who are plural marriage, people who are or people who practice polygamy, in that it is a man having more than one wife. And so yes. It usually involves them looking. Sometimes it's just one man and one woman in a formerly monogamous relationship, or just looking for one more wife, or the second wife. And then sometimes, like the Davises, they had two last season, and they courted new wife Danielle, who was 22. And now she's 23. Again, one of the hardest 23s I've ever seen.
I was going to say, when you saw, like, at the end of the episode, like, this season on, and she's like, I don't know, I'm only 22. And I went, what?
By whose calendar?
I was like, because
were you born on a leap year? Leap day?
She is serving. She is all these women look like girls, like women I went to high school with that yeah. now have children. Yeah.
Oh, I love them. And God, Carol number two's got adult braces this season. If the show had a subtitle, Bert had adult braces too, the aforementioned Roberta of the Merrifields. This could be called Bad Eyebrows and Adult Braces.
Yeah. And is there something like to become part of this family that, because you can tell Danielle is new because her hair still looks good. Is it a thing? No, like
her hair was terrible last season, though.
Well, her hair looks better this season.
Yeah.
But Carol 1 and Carol 2, their hair is fucking... the color is bad.
It's polygamy hair. It's polygamy hair.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's been conditioned. You know what it looks like? It I shouldn't even disparage it because this is probably better than what they're using. But it looks like they're using horse and mane only.
Mane and tail,
yes, to condition their hair.
Why do I feel like that stuff was better than people
said? It probably was better.
Y'all, just a little bit of catch up on the Davises. They, as I said before, they courted Danielle. Their real names are April, Jennifer, and Danielle. And of course, mm-hmm. Slick Nick, as Cara Berry calls him, who looks vaguely like a seal or a walrus. Because he's got the eyes that don't really open and his chin whiskers kind of go down like a seal's mm-hmm. and he's very smooth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's a thinker.
He sits around all day and ponders the
So
what a moron.
And he doesn't have a job.
No, because as he said, the women work outside the home.
So this guy has got 3+ women that pay for all this shit,
yep.
put him in a new house,
yep.
and he just stays home and takes care of the, which is a job, takes care of the, but
don't forget thinking.
I gotta ask, is the dick just that amazing? Because that's the only thing, what is keeping, like, does he just have a gigantic penis that lays these women out every time he takes them to the boom boom room?
I think you're forgetting the central tenet of Seeking Sister Wife is that these women are cult members. who want that at any moment they could kill a political figure, the three women in this family. And I think you're also not understanding, a lot of these women need this kind of friend framework. They need families. They either maybe not really had a family, or they need they need to be around more people than just themselves, or they don't think they could do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually, this is, people have called to me, the show itself is the opposite of misogynistic. Number one, they show what absolute buffoons these men are, the show itself puts that very, very, puts it out there. And then it shows the relationship the women have, that the women actually sometimes get more out of it than the men. So yeah. I would go head to head with anyone who tells me that this is a misogynistic show.
And I wasn't saying that, more of just, but
other people have said that.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah. I'm just more shocked of, again, just hang out with the women. What is this man really giving you besides the dick? Like, that's a good question. To go with your point, which I see a lot of that, if the women are getting companionship and all this, I'm like, why have the man there?
There is something that these men have. I think there's some part of them that need to be there to complete the absurdity of this experience. That they need, that being there with this man who is woefully inadequate somehow makes them feel more important.
It makes me want to know about their lives. Like, also,
no one had a good childhood. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I'm going to say this too. Like, I don't know what, but the three women all remind me, and I'm speaking from Oklahoma, they remind me of girls whose parents weren't open to them dating other races, and they did that because that was a sign of rebellion.
That's a different way to think about it.
Like, they all three remind me of, and
girls
I'm not
who dated girls who dated black guys in a small town.
In a small town, which a lot of people don't think that's a big deal in a big city. That is still a very big deal in small towns.
It was a big deal in my hometown.
And so,
especially in the 80s and 90s.
And I don't know if, anyway, there's just a lot to unpack with these Carols. There's a lot to unpack.
Were they
only on one season before?
This is their second season. They were only on season four. But they made a splash with the wedding they had. And that's when they had they had like a three-way wedding. And
I think I'm going to have to go back and watch.
Oh, maybe I can find a cut of it there.
I don't think I can watch the whole thing of the Merrifields. I'll learn of that with the listeners.
You will say that you can't, but you'll start watching it and you won't be able to look away because your jaw will drop. Mostly at Danielle's faces and what they do, what Garrick says, and how, as I've said before, Garrick always looks like a British caroler about to sing. Like, his mouth is like,
oh, Danielle, Bert.
And now Bert is somewhere driving her convertible in Rio with her mother sitting right there, just throwing those $10,000 up in the air. And I love it. They conned them.
They conned them. So, okay, so they're, so April's the first wife, Jennifer's the second wife, Danielle's the third wife.
Well, at one point, they're like, and then they look to Danielle, and she goes, am I supposed to say something?
Like, here? She's,
y'all, Danielle was the one who just nodded her head the whole time when they were dating, when Nick was dating. God, it was so good. I think we called her Cousin Oliver. From the Brady Bunch.
Oh, yeah. Because we did cover one episode of this.
Yeah. I think actually more. I know I talked about it with Kara Berry at least twice because it's my favorite reality show.
And she loves this shit too.
Yeah.
So
this show's a hit. The subreddit is enormous.
Well, they're going to a baby store, and so
it's a toy store, really,
or a children's store. Yes.
Yeah.
And so we find out Nick was really inspired by Three's Company. That really led him to polyamory.
He said, "It never occurred to me that these women weren't his wife." And I went, "So it must have completely passed you by that he was living with these two women illegally. So he had to pretend to be gay."
Yeah, that's what I wrote. I was like, so you missed the part where he pretends to be a homosexual. You missed that part.
I think if you told Nick, he'd go, "Whoa, that was what that was about?"
Yeah, so
he should think about that more.
Now,
spend a couple days.
Should. Now, and so something that's interesting to me, I almost don't mind it as much. I get triggered more by polyamory that's really wrapped up in religion. Are they religious?
No.
Yeah, so that's what's interesting, because there are some, the Merrifields are.
Oh, that's going to trigger the fuck out of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the Davises are not. And we'll find out. I don't know if the Sherwoods are poly
I don't think so.
I don't think they are either.
You mean through religion, you mean?
Yes.
The Salahuddins, they have a really, let me make sure
I get this name right. They seem to have an interesting relationship to their faith.
The Salahuddins said, "Well, you know, in Islam, polygamy is very common." I have something to say about that, and because I did a little research.
Oh, okay.
P.S. It's not.
Okay. This is the first time I just thought, I don't really know a lot about Islam.
Which, well, I Googled, because I don't know a lot. I know some. I didn't think it was practiced readily, and we'll talk about it in their segment.
Okay. So anyway, I just think that's important to know so it's not religion. It's Mr. Roper, and it's Chrissy, it's Janet, it's all
Terry when Chrissy left,
and Terry, and really he was very sad when what's his name died, John Ritter. So that, I guess, is his Christ figure. So they walk in this store. This baby is adorable.
The baby, I think they're saying Vera instead of, I kept thinking it was Vera, like Vera from MAME.
Which I enjoy.
I think they're saying Vera, like aloe vera.
Y'all, you, even if you are a woman, if you name your little baby girl Vera, you are gay.
Well, I
love that name.
That's why I think it might be Vera. Like they're saying it like aloe vera.
That'd be a good name for a dog. Vera.
It is. That is a good dog name.
Vera.
Vera.
Anyway.
Well, Vera, if I kept my hair natural like yours, I'd be bald.
Oh, God. You can't start quoting MAME. Okay, what is her friend's name in that? Vera and...
MAME and Vera.
Oh, it's MAME and Vera. Yeah. Okay, so you know there's a gay man out there with two French bulldogs named Vera and MAME. 100%. 100%. Sorry, keep talking.
I've been meaning to talk to you. It's time to adjust to your age. I could do the whole thing.
So, oh, peg of my heart. Okay, let's go.
You're trying to be peg of my heart, but you're letting me be best.
We can't start quoting this. We're going to lose people. We're already 30 minutes
You should keep my hair natural like mine. If I kept my hair natural like yours, I'd be bald.
We've got to go.
But, sweetie.
No, we've got to keep moving.
All right. So,
minutes in, and we haven't even talked about other couples.
I won't stand for that. Later on, Danielle says, "As much as I love Nick, I really love having a best friends with the other women." Also, it's notable that I don't believe Danielle's family came to the wedding. So there is a sort of the cult members leave their families that they don't feel like they belong, and they have a chosen family, which is why it's a collective kind of psychosis that they all kind of have. For someone like Danielle, not this Danielle, but Danielle Merrifield, it's a different kind of thing. It's like religious trauma combined with Stockholm syndrome, combined with she needs to be there at the end while her husband is humiliated. That's my thought about Danielle Merrifield. To me, is one of the most interesting people in reality television. I could write a treatise on her.
She's something. So they didn't go. Would you think? I mean, would your mother come to your wedding if you were getting married to multiple people?
Well, I'm already marrying a man. How much worse can it be? What's the difference if I'm married two men?
She just goes,
he's already married a man. Aunt Jane, he's already married a man. I guess two men, who cares now? Let's go. Come on, Muffin. We're going to go to the three-man wedding.
I could only handle one of his father.
Well, he's already married a man. How much farther is it for married two? It's kind of close.
It's kind of close.
Yeah.
So they are, Vera calls all of the women mom.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick is also excited to get some games for himself. Maybe Mad Libs or something.
The baby is biologically Jennifer's baby.
Yes.
So she was able to have the baby.
Who has adult braces this season?
She does. But Jennifer's
show's perfect.
Now, this part I do like. I actually like that. I think parenting is so hard. I love this idea.
Communal. Yeah.
Like if I was a woman, I wouldn't want to have sister wives, but I would love to live in a place. Well, no, I don't trust people to touch my kid. Never mind. I'd raise my kid.
Never mind. I think this is going back to where you'd have the aunties helping to raise children.
Yeah.
You know, it feels much easier. That way when one mom gets tired, bring in mom two or Carol two or Carol three.
Yes.
Cousin Oliver
Hi, everybody. I'm here.
So, what they do on also for every single episode, there's someone who they always make it forced and they're like, so are y'all all together? Like the checkout guy who, I don't know where they find these people.
The Colorado.
This is Aurora. Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all. I love Colorado and Colorado has some
weird people that live there. It's full of freaks.
Yeah.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's J-U-V-E-D-E-R-M.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Freaky Deaky.
Yeah. The Merrifields are from there too.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And so
Poodle he's got like, some really freaky man's brains in Colorado.
I had my brains just deluged with semen.
Yeah.
It was wow. Like it's like it smelled like Coors Light.
straight from the mountain.
And he's like, it's okay, I've got a big family too.
And they're like, yeah, it's not really the same. But yeah, he does find that like, he doesn't have a job. They support him.
Yeah. He needs to spend time thinking, pondering the universe, and taking care of the baby.
And thinking about and looking at apps to see what other pussy he can find.
I wonder.
Because he wants to add more wives.
If he's ever come to some type of conclusion in the middle of the day when he's not masturbating.
When he's not edging for 7 hours. Yeah. Yeah.
Put the baby baby down for a nap. Go jerk off for 3 hours.
Yeah. He just gives me the skeeves.
Yeah, that's pretty much all the men. Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to like them. That's not the men of this show. You are not supposed to like. You know, the
I don't
only
dislike Shane.
There's a lot to unpack with that couple.
There's a lot to unpack with that couple.
Holy yeah. God! I miss the Wenders. There was nothing really interesting about them, but the guy who talked like this and he had two wives and they were so sweet to one another.
They got along, so that's why they got rid of them.
Yes. Well, it was kind of boring. They dated that one girl in North Carolina who was going to be there, but she you could tell she wasn't into it. And she it did always seem like she was running away from home. And she decided to go back. Yeah. Oh, I love this show. So y'all, they most notable feature is they have a 12-foot wide bed.
Boy.
Again, 12 feet wide. Boy, can you imagine buying sheets for this fucker? That's a special order on Etsy.
Imagine what you could do with that bed.
That's like a gymnastics.
I know. Normally,
thing.
when you flip, when you vault off of a dick onto another dick that's
on the floor,
you could stay on the bed.
My knees wouldn't be as bruised.
Yes, you'd be like Carrie Strug, and I bet you could do it on
without
one leg
the injury.
Remember you know, that? She stuck the landing.
I cried.
Oh, God. Yes, Carrie Strug.
I just want to say one thing.
Yes.
This 12-foot-wide bed is a nightmare to me because can you imagine being in the middle of that? And you how do you get out of bed?
You don't. You have to crawl out the middle.
How are you going to do that?
I guess the sheets can't be tucked in. I guess you always have to crawl out the middle of the bed.
It's a nightmare for me. If I couldn't be on either end, I would just leave the house.
I
don't like sleeping with people anyway.
What is odd to me or for me with these, with the Carols is the codependency, honestly.
Oh, yeah. It's really strong.
Because what's interesting to me, like on Sister Wives or other shows, like the women have... It's kind of interesting to me, and honestly, sometimes in an empowering way of seeing these women have separate, they're individuated, their identities are their own. They have a relationship with one man, but they all lean on each other and they support one another, but they also are able to kind of flesh out their own life.
Well, those are conventionally intelligent women. Wait, not right there, Mary. Janelle and Janelle and Christine. Yeah, these women are running from something.
Yeah, these women all to me have trauma brain.
They've joined a cult,
and they want to. I want to know what all their jobs are.
Customer service.
I bet you it's not that there's anything wrong
accounting.
With that, but just like a job, meaning accounting's fine too, but I bet you I bring that up because I wonder, it's not, I don't want to disparage their jobs. I'm saying I can't imagine any of these women in managerial roles, whether it's managing a McDonald's to managing.
April could be an HR manager, even though she has no boundaries in her real life.
That's true. Maybe.
That's Carol 1, by the way, April.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. View A of the same woman, then you shift slightly to the left, and it's a different woman, and then slightly to the right, and it's Danielle.
It's Danielle. So they have this big bed. They have the boom boom room for when they have sexy time, and they make it clear that they all three have boom boom with him separately.
The things that bed has seen.
Oh.
When Danielle starts making bunny noises.
I bet you the as many times as those boom boom walls have heard, I'm about to nut.
Oh! I'm going nut.
Get ready for some learning.
I'm going nut.
I'm going nut. Ah! Because y'all, he looks like a guy who says the word
"I'm going nut."
Yeah,
you're right. He does look like he's a nut.
Because when you've been a Carol, you know a Carol.
Yeah, you're still a Carol.
I'm not anymore. So Nick also apparently knows about astrology quite well.
Astronomy,
yes, very well.
Each of the planets orbit around the sun, and they have their own distance, but they don't all receive the amount of sunlight, but they get what they need to remain in their orbit. This word salad was incredible. And the men just spout off this way like they think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part of this show. Garrick's soliloquy about sperm brain.
Oh.
And this shit.
The mansplaining is on a different level.
And that's what's so good.
It's like there's a TikTok with this woman who's a professional golfer and she's working on her swing. So she's trying a new swing and she's recording it. And you see here this guy who keeps saying, yeah, I've been golfing for 20 years. You're doing the swing wrong. And she's like, well, I'm learning. I'm breaking in a new swing right now. And he keeps telling her, but you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
And then she hit it the old way and she fucking drives it down the line. It soars perfectly. The ball's gorgeous. And the guy goes, well, wow, you're a quick learner. You got what I was saying. And that is the level of these fucking men. Also, it cracks me up that sunlight has nothing to do, well, maybe something, but very little to do about where the planets fall in the solar system. It's all about mass, gravity. So
it's also how quickly the planets rotate.
And the fact that it's about the mass of the sun, but the fact that he is talking about sunlight, which has nothing to do about what they need or what they get.
No, they get.
Uranus is dead, y'all. It's a fucking rock. And when it comes to sunlight, it's not getting what it fucking needs. Mercury is a burning shithole of sunlight.
Uranus is dead.
Well...
My anus is fine.
Sure.
My anus gets plenty of sun.
It's pretty.
No, the thing is, he's talking about, he's like the sun king. Mm. So the sun shines on these women.
What he's really saying is that everything revolves around him.
That's exactly what
and
he's saying.
And if you don't know, if you're new to Reality Gaze, you're going to be surprised. If you're a sissy, a listener of a while, you know that I'm about to say, and ladies and gentlemen, we have a narcissist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's honestly most of the men.
Yeah.
At least he's nice. comparatively.
He doesn't seem mean. He does, at least from this episode.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem cruel.
No. They are, most of the men in this show are what I would call bumbling narcissists.
Hmm.
They fail upward. And they have that quality to them. Garrick is probably one of the most repulsive people I've ever seen on television. The people who we actually don't have Sidi and Tasha this season, and I really kind of miss them because we didn't have. She spent way too much time listening to emo boys and young wispy boys.
Oh, she loved that guy with the black hair and the eyeliner. That
all
singer.
Of them.
That's all of
That's
them.
All of them in the for emo.
What's the one that sang the "Dude, you have the time to listen to me rhyme"?
No. That is not. That's not an emo band. That's fucking Green Day. That is so fucking mainstream.
Oh, that's not. But that guy looked him. He had the black hair with the eyeliner and all spiky, kind of like Sidious.
Yeah, but that's Sidian. Is like the most mainstream. You could have said Gerard Way.
Don't know him.
From My Chemical Romance.
Was like a movie. That's
Connor,
a band.
Or like Connor Oberst from Bright Eyes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a band too. I thought the song's called I'm Mr. Bright Eyes.
That's the Killers. And that's Mr. Brightside. We need to stop because I can't correct you so many times, my head hurts. Can I take some of your personality and put you in a robot so I can, I can't take the unpredictable.
That's really sweet. You like a part of my personality. That's really kind.
Like 10%. And then the rest of it's a robot that just, I can just push a button for an Oklahoma story and I can choose the one I want to hear.
I really thought My Chemical Romance was a movie.
No, it is a band.
Oh, well.
Like Welcome to Black Parade. People are screaming that I know this stuff.
I don't know that song. Anyway.
I don't expect you to know this shit.
Anyway, y'all, if you haven't checked them out, I think Green Day is worth listening to. I think they're going to be successful. All right. Are we ready to move on?
We are.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Let's talk about the Sherwood family.
The Sherwoods, Ashley and Shane.
In Wayland, Massachusetts. Where is Wayland, Massachusetts?
While you're doing that, I'll talk for this. They've been married for 2 years. They don't believe in monogamy. I'm going to be saying a lot of they don't believe in monogamy. By the end of these segments, I don't know what Shane thinks.
I don't either. Wayland is, I wouldn't say a suburb, but it is, if you take the 95, the I-95 over to the 20, it'll get you there. But it is, I would say, somewhat west of Boston.
Gotcha. Okay. So they met doing competitive axe throwing.
There you go.
Because of course they did.
Because of course they did. I mean, it really tracks because Shane gives me, if y'all watch 90 Day Fiancé, I feel like he's not as nerdy, but he gives me, I feel like it would be an extended family reunion. They would be distant cousins, but he somehow could be related to Clayton. He seems very like nerd to me.
Yeah, Clayton energy.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely clammy hands energy.
Yeah.
Baby hands, sweaty hands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This woman to me looks like the second daughter from Seventh Heaven, like Lucy.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one?
I also think there's someone else that she reminds me of. She's also plucked her brows within an inch of their lives.
She looks like the girl from the. If you get this, then you're a true dick pig sissy lover, because I know Jake will. She reminds me of the young girl from Watcher in the Woods that says Karen or Narek all the time. Like, is she?
I feel like that's one of the 10 movies you saw as a child.
Loved it. Loved it. Watched it all. Didn't even know Bette Davis was in it until I was in my 20s. I didn't know who she was.
That's abominable. So they have a one-year-old son and another on the way. But guess what, y'all? It's not stopping her. She's 6 months pregnant and dating. Now, this is set up for us to believe that they're dating. She's going to be like a procurer for him. Which to me is it makes me feel gross when the woman is out there trying to get another woman for the man. That makes me feel a little gross.
Ashley says, well, dating while you're pregnant is very taboo. So by the words that she talks about, I mean, maybe that is taboo.
I think it's not taboo. It's just kind of like, do you?
Well, I bring it up because it's almost as if she wants to push the envelope, or she's comes from a past where.
Yeah, you think.
And so I'm watching this. I'm going, is this woman just bi and she's using this as a safe space to explore sexuality?
I think it's even less than that. This woman, to me, I'm not gonna question anyone's. If they say you're bi, I'm not gonna question that. This woman gives me I'm experimenting with bisexuality in college vibes. Like it's not even like it's that kind of thing, because she says I come from a conservative background.
Oh, she did say that. She did. It also, there's not a lot of rules or communication, it feels like, in this, because again, they're not religious.
And he's begging for them.
He's begging for them. Because I actually wrote, because she says, I see a woman before he does. And she said, I saw Grace. She did the wedding for my makeup. And then we matched on a dating app.
She did the hair and makeup for their wedding.
And I wrote, wait a minute.
Did you match on a dating app, or did you both?
I think just that's a good question. I think just her, but I wrote, wait a minute, is this being finding a sister wife, or is this just polyamory?
This is, you said it, this is polyamory. Well, we're going to get to the big reveal.
And I kind of don't love that, if that's what they're doing, because I don't want people to watch and start to confuse polyamory with polygamy. They're very different.
Yeah.
Because in polyamory, equality is a very big issue and kind of a paramount tenet of that.
I would go even further in saying that I don't think this man is going to be involved. Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves. I want to clear up the big reveal.
Okay.
So they're bowling. We meet Grace. Okay, I got to talk about brows again. This feels like she got a pudding pack and took her index finger and dipped it in the pudding and put on each of her brows.
You know what?
These are pudding brows.
It looks like we used to call them turd brows. Looks like dog turds. Or in the Sephora, we would say, oh, we got it. We would go on the intercom and go, we got a turd brows in Chanel. We really would.
How does someone do this?
I'll tell you.
I need to know.
I do. I'll tell you. I think a lot of times this happens. I'm all for this. So if you do this, don't come at me. For people new, I used to be a makeup artist, so that's why I'm talking about this. Don't come at me and say, well, I do that, because you're doing
people
it well.
People do pudding brows?
No, it's like when I said people shouldn't match their outfits to their makeup, and a sissy posted a picture of her gorgeous.
She looked great.
Eyeshadow.
You know what I've decided? The reason why it didn't work when Chantel did it is because it was only literal in one part, and the sissy who posted stuff layered in other colors. And she was basically saying when Chantel wore that exact same color she was wearing, it went, look, my eyeliner is matching.
Yeah, it wasn't blended.
This was
well.
This is the color I'm wearing.
It also just didn't go with the color of her eyes and her skin tone, where that sissy purple looks good on her.
Right.
I want to say, I bet orange doesn't look good on her, and then that sissy will post a picture of her in orange and look great.
Because she's awesome.
Because she's that bitch, and she came for me, and I love it. But what I was going to say, I love a brow stencil. Do you know what a brow stencil is?
I don't know.
So, you know, a stencil is, you know, it's a little piece of plastic.
Okay. Then I can figure it out. Yeah.
So there's brow, and you can do different shapes of your brows. If you want pointed brow, you want a square brow, but it's harder than it thinks because women go, oh, it's great. You just hold the stencil up to your eyebrow and just kind of take a powder and pat, pat, pat it in the stencil. The problem is, part of putting on your eyebrows is the motion you use to make it look like hair.
Yeah.
So the brush you use, the pencil you use. But a lot of women, they get these stencils and they just take the brush and go dot, 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 and color in and just, and then they take the stencil off and they don't see the relation of the brow hair to their skin, and you get dog turd brows.
And so I'm not certain that she has a stencil. I think it was Jell-O pudding. It's sure. The only thing that makes sense to me.
That's what it reminded me of, are stencil brows. Again, they can look really nice. It just takes practice.
This was almost like reddish brown too. It was appalling. This woman's a makeup artist.
Yeah, it wasn't. There's also artists that are very brow forward, and I think she is one of those. It's not good.
So, okay, later on she said, Grace is, they're bowling, and Grace is like, I'm open up to connections, no matter what they are. And apparently they have emotional intimacy, whatever that is.
Yes.
And they're
talking about skydiving, all this shit. No one gives a shit.
I feel like Ashley's a little in crisis. Like, it feels like...
identity crisis.
Yeah, I feel like she got married and pregnant and had a baby and another baby, and then she went on the way, and she's like, holy shit, I don't know who I am. I need to date girls.
Let's back it up and say we didn't talk about the fact that they married, and they even talked about when we do something, we do it really quickly, because they got together. They've been together for 3 years. They were only together for a year.
Yeah.
Married the first year, had a baby, things really hard, having a second baby. So I think she comes from this conservative family, and she's trying to be different. She's trying to find herself, but yet it's drilled in her. I grew up with this girl. It's drilled in her that you get married as soon as possible when you get out of high school and you have a baby and you start making kids, serving the Lord and serving your man.
And now, because they do things really quickly and fully, she's decided, y'all, at the very end, this woman kisses the other woman on the lips. I went, oh, this is different.
She does.
So the actual, they give, this is the twist in this relationship, is that the woman is not a wife for him. It's for her.
It's for her.
So.
You can make them work. They're very hard and they take a lot of communication. I do have friends that are in a monopoly, meaning one person is monogamous.
Monopoly, this is a triad-ish. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's actually the kind of relationship Jake prefers to be in. He just needs to make sure that his boyfriend is mono and Jake is poly.
Exactly.
But you usually don't talk about that with them.
It's not that. They just... we're in a relationship. They just don't know it's open on my side.
Yeah, there we go.
This, so Shane would be what they called the hinge in a poly relationship. Or sorry, hinge.
Is that
she's
what a dating app is called, Hinge?
I think it's different because you have to know someone. I think she's the hinge, actually. Yeah, that's correct. She's the hinge, and the woman would not have a relationship with Shane, even though they want Ashley is adamant that she wants... they want to have that they have a baby with this woman with Shane. So in other words, I don't know if they're going to use like artificial insemination or because I don't think Shane wants to have sex with this woman.
Well, so does that mean if Ashley's the hinge, is Shane, is he the door frame?
Or is Grace the door?
There's a name for it. I can't remember. Like, I learned about this. It's like Metamore.
Metamore? That sounds fake.
I think that's right.
Sounds like a wizard.
In poly relationships. I learned this when I was, I don't know.
Breaking up a couple. Yes, that's when he learned it.
Maybe. No, I learned this when we were, because the person I'm seeing is like, he's a researcher. So when we were kind of starting an open relationship, he's like, read this. I've been reading this. And so I had to read it and not quizzed on it, but I was reading about that with polygamy, polyamory.
Ah.
And about all the different kinds.
I think all these people are idiots. This is just, I believe in polyamory. That's fine. But I think you're an idiot to do it because I don't want to deal with anybody else's bullshit.
Wow. I'm glad you're not being judgmental.
I'm not being judgmental. Like, I'm all for it. It's not I'm just like, I don't want to, because we're going to see all the drama this season. I'm like, I don't have the time for it.
So you're saying for you.
For me, yes. Exhausting. For other people, great. I'm not judging like you're bad for doing it, but I mean, ugh.
I think what's interesting here is Shane is talking to her after this date, and he's trying to participate, and she's not giving him anything.
Anything.
And it feels like either she's trying to ice him out, or she's so confused, she can't even engage with him. She's like, yeah, she's gorgeous. I mean, why wouldn't I? We find out later that she's like, something's missing. That I feel like I'm had a block in this relationship with this woman because maybe it's because he's not involved, but I'm afraid of. But I'm afraid she doesn't want to meet him.
Look, this is
scary.
Oof. Ashley is one Tegan and Sarah concert away from leaving this guy.
You know what? I don't think you're wrong. I don't know if it's sexuality here, though. I think she doesn't know who she is.
I agree with
that. And exploring her bisexual side, or what she thinks bisexuality is one way to explore things in a different lane. I feel a little
sorry for Shane, at least on this season.
Oh, you
do? Because I don't think Shane...
We realize
what he's getting into.
We also find out that Shane said, yeah, I have some experience with this because my college girlfriend came out as gay. And he's like, then I thought it was something I did.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, God. Honey, you didn't do anything. They just found out. They found that Ani DeFranco album. And you couldn't. You were powerless after that.
You were.
Yeah, once Ani gets in your bloodstream. Anyway, so he says maybe Grace is trying to take Ashley from him. This is going to be messy. And not messy in the way the Davises are.
Not in a fun, cringe way.
Is going to be ugly.
Yeah.
Get ready, y'all. Put on your diapers because the shit's going to hit the fan and it's going to be, and Shane's going to get, she's going to do whatever she wants and really not care about his feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yep. And now we come to the crown jewels of Seeking Sister Wife.
It's where they keep the brains, the crown jewels.
Danielle and Garrick Merrifield.
I've never seen Danielle spelled with two N's before.
You know what? I haven't even thought about that.
It's a Danielle. You're like, that is the least thing that I've noticed about her.
Yeah, honestly, that is the last thing that I've noticed. Danielle and Garrick, y'all, they've been practicing polygamy for 5 years. If you want the whole backstory, I put this in our Sissy Squad, our Facebook group, and it's a YouTube compendium of all their best moments, kind of basically the whole thing through four seasons. And it's a saga. It's the whole thing through Bert, then Leah, the woman they were dating, then some more Bert, and then the...
Robert, meaning Roberta.
Roberta, but they called her Bert.
Yes.
And then the deus ex machina when Roberta said she could not come to the U.S. and Danielle's subsequent death scene from Madea, where she delivers it to the cell phone camera. And some were saying she was acting, and I said, no one could be that bad of an actress. But maybe so. Conspiracy theorists, people were saying they were recreating it. Ah. But y'all, what about the princess? Oh, reality gold.
I don't know who the princes are.
Those were their two children.
Ah.
And Roberta called them the princes. Yeah. And that is actually, it's funny until you think about it. And then it's sad. They're the two kids, they have two boys, and they are the victims in all this. And it is actually quite sad.
We really could call the show Reality Gaze: It's funny, until you think about it.
So, y'all, they were fine and monogamous, raised just Mormon, lovely Mormon people. But then Garrick started thinking, and Garrick started looking through the scriptures, and they searched the scriptures to thinking for years, really.
Like,
and he says,
like someone in the lead of a National Treasure movie, just searching and searching.
Was there more than one movie?
Wasn't there a couple? Or maybe there was a television show?
I don't know.
I just remember,
we got to steal a Declaration of Independence.
I love those types of movies, and that movie was so bad.
Those movies were jokes!
But that movie was so bad. That's why I never watched anything else.
I can't believe you wanted to see that movie!
Oh, I love treasure hunt movies.
But the premise was ridiculous from the trailer.
Just stupid. I love spy movies.
I want to see a movie if I think it's going to be serious. I don't want to see one if it's just stupid.
Okay.
You disagree.
Then but you would go see Dumb and Dumber. That's not serious. That's stupid.
I didn't see Dumb and Dumber in the theater, but that's a comedy. That's an intentional comedy. Those movies that you're talking about, those treasure hunt movies, they're made to be serious. It's just they've forgotten, they didn't realize how campy they were.
I don't know. There's some movies. We went and saw Dumb and Dumber. It was the first movie that we saw after my dad and mama got divorced, and my dad moved into this little house on Easley. It was a dump, but it was one of his rental houses. So, but my brother and his girlfriend at the time and I went to go see Dumb and Dumber. We're like, Dad, it'll be good to take you to a comedy. Well, before we went, my dad, he said, come on over for dinner. And he made homemade chili. And y'all, when Chelsea Marr makes chili, your asshole's going to feel it in a few hours.
Because it is
hot and spicy. And my mom did a lot of cooking when we were, so now my dad was, and so I'm eating this chili and it's spicy, but I don't want to say anything because my dad cooked and we're like, you know, eating on like
you're desperate table. For his affection. Yeah.
Yes. I'm just like,
love me that.
So I'm eating, we're all eating this chili.
Nothing's changed.
And I mean, well, it's changed now because he's dead.
Yeah.
So I can't get his affection. But Sure, but thanks. You're in the film where, I don't know, what's his name with the blonde hair?
Jeff
Goldblum. Daniels. Jeff Goldblum Daniels. Yes, or Daniels. Jeff Daniels.
I believe that Goldblum is his middle name. Yes.
Anyway, it's the part where he sits on the toilet because he has
yes,
to shit.
I remember that.
My dad farted so bad right then. It was the nastiest, gross chili fart. It smelled the entire theater in the Carmack 5.
Oh, wow. So that's a big theater, I'm sure.
People were laughing.
Not at the movie, but at your father's farting.
And then, no, people were laughing because we heard the woman in front of us say, she said, Johnny, I think they got smell-o-vision in here. And she thought that they imported. And then my brother farted because he started laughing. And then I fart. And then the whole theater just smelled of Mar farts. And people thought it was real.
It's like your version of Blazing Saddles.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. Someone said later on, one of my dad's friends said she was in Walmart. And someone said, have you seen that new Dumb and Dumber with the Carmack 5? I think they put smell vision in there. And believed it. Anyway, Carmack 5 isn't there anymore. Got torn down. The family died.
I'm begging to move on. The Carmikes?
Sure. They died. Now it's an AMC on the other side of town.
I don't know why on the other side of town got me.
It is. It's on the other side.
Oh, Jesus.
Now there's a Ramada Inn and a Doctor's Orders.
What's a Doctor's Orders?
Liquor store.
Oh, is that a chain?
There's three of them around town. Doctor's Orders.
It's interesting for a small town to have three liquor stores.
Yeah, there's three of one Doctor's Orders by the other shipping place called Going Postal.
Again, I'm mortified by that.
Hey, we name stuff weird. My sister-in-law's favorite antique store is a place called Old People's or Dead People's Stuff.
That's funny. We need to move on. So y'all, as Danielle, as he's saying, as Garrick is saying, we searched the scriptures for years, but we can't say it's wrong to have multiple wives, because when you're being filled with the Holy Ghost, it's like a sexual thing.
Yes.
That means sperm going into intimacy is like Jesus. And Danielle's face just starts, she becomes physically ill. And there's this moment where you can't look away. And it really is a moment where she's so repulsed by her husband. But you hear the thought, but I love this man and I'm in too deep.
I have children with him.
Yeah. The only thing I can do is make the best of it and maybe wait for his eventual humiliation where I can say I stayed. That's what I'm thinking.
See, you went deeper. I just thought she looked like she had eaten bad fondue and the smell of stinky cheese was on her upper lip.
Yeah, she was. That actually, it's one of the best reasons to watch these two, because Danielle's takes in between what Garrick says are golden.
And it's different because it's a little grosser, because it makes you feel like Danielle is there, but she doesn't want to be, because they're bound by religion.
Yes.
Bound by faith, really.
That is the most unsettling part of it all, but I can't look away. I've tried.
It triggers me only because I have friends and family members that have not close family, actually not really any family. Well, my one cousin, but you've seen it too. We just see this.
Oh,
in
yeah,
communities. Yeah.
But they're both bad people.
Well, I haven't found that out yet, so that'll help.
Actually, I don't know if she is. He's a bad person. I just think she's chosen this. At this point. Yeah. So, y'all, They do the whole Roberta section. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go to hit everything, but Roberta was the Brazilian woman they met on a polygamy website. It was back and forth, back and forth. She the first night they went to Mexico, he fucked Roberta.
I think that's the episode I saw.
Yeah. Oh, that episode. I still have like flashbacks of that episode. And they show more of the photos of Danielle breaking down when Roberta says she's not coming. She says she was my sister.
Yeah. But Garrick says they got over it because his pastor told him, he said, Garrick, there's no use crying over spilt sperm. I mean, milk.
Just actually, he says milk. M-E-L-K.
He does say milk.
Like the Abbey.
Spilt sperm. No big deal.
And they have not spoken to Roberta since. And Roberta is just living it up in Brazil with her mom, wearing a wig somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're going through all the things that we're going to give to Bert. Apparently, if you remember, Daniel's parents were kind of forced to accept this. And they like, okay. And they tried to act really Mormon-y about it. Like, I guess here we go.
Well, that is something. If you're a Mormon, were her parents Mormon?
Yeah, but remember, polygamy has been outlawed by the modern Mormon church.
Outlawed by the church. So,
yes, for a long time.
So that I bring that up because it's not, if you're unfamiliar, you think, well, Mormons wouldn't care about that. No, that's the whole point. This is
the modern Mormon church
outlawed.
Strange terms we're using here, like modern and church at all. Mm-hmm. They do not sanction polygamy. But the father made a pillow of Bert and the couple, and they're it's just made a pillow.
They're
of
like, oh, a American pillow. Flag, all this shit that they're throwing out doesn't matter now because they're dating again, and her name's Natalia,
and the bitch is Brazilian. It could not get better if it were scripted.
Oh, it gets better because she's 26.
Holy fucking shit.
And
this woman is gorgeous, and she is out to take them for a ride, and I can't wait.
When they talk about her, Garrick has these eyes, and I feel like his inner monologue is just tight pussy, tight pussy, tight pussy, tight pussy, tight pussy. Like, literally, it's so gross the way he looks when he talks about her.
And they haven't told her brother and her sister-in-law. There are Sam and
Samantha.
Thank you.
It's pretty easy to remember that one. Sam and Samantha.
And she's talking, she's like mentioning, and the people in their lives and their faces, they can't fake anything. They're just like, you're dating again?
Ooh.
Why?
She's Brazilian, just like the other one.
And at one point, Garrick shows up to his brother-in-law because they're in construction business together in what looks like fucking blue blockers. It looks like all of his clothes are either a mixture of like Express or Urban Outfitters, but like 10 years ago.
Yes.
Oh, it's another reason to hate him.
It's not good.
That's all I have about them. Do you want to move on to the Salahuddins?
Ooh, mother-in-law is giving. The mother-in-law is giving.
Oh, I loved her.
Like, for a second, I thought, is this woman being played by Jada Shada Hudson or...
Jada what?
Sorry, that's a drag queen from Canada's Drag Race. Her name's Jada Shada Hudson.
Jada Shada Hudson?
Jada Shada Hudson. What's the drag queen? Look over there. What's her name?
Jada Essence Hall.
Jada Essence Hall. Is it played by Jada drag queen?
They have been married for 15 years. They were raised Muslims, and they say we do all the traditional pillars. And this is where I needed to get out my Wikipedia. And I looked up because they so easily go into this idea of polygamy is a part of Islam.
And sissies, Muslims, sissies, come at us.
Well, I'm just reading from what I'm seeing on
Wikipedia. No, reading from what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, this is, I'll be honest, y'all. Everything I know about Islam, I pretty much learned from 90 Day Fiancé. I definitely didn't learn it in Oklahoma.
I learned
from Miss Mood.
Did you not have to take like a world religion class or?
I would have gladly taken it, but I never took that in college. And I once, when I lived in Oklahoma City, when I worked at the Clinique counter, I remember this one girl, what was her name? Melanie. Melody was taking classes at Rose State College, or was it UCO? Doesn't matter. Yeah. But she was taking school and she was at the Clinique counter going, well, I could take this class. That was back in the day when you had a booklet and you were looking through classes to choose. And she said, I could take this class. And she's like, oh, there's a world religion class. And I said, well, that'd be fun. You can learn a lot. And this girl named Carrie came up, and Carrie already was in a bad mood because the Dixie Chicks talked about President
George W. Bush. Yeah.
So she was already, and her husband served. So she was already going to like burning CD parties at her church.
It was anyway, nice that churches had those.
Yeah, they had it. Yeah. So right off Memorial. And so she came and she said, oh no, you can't take that world religion class. Cannot take it, Melanie. And Melanie said, why? She's like, because you can't question your faith. That gets you questioning and gets you thinking about things and puts the devil in your brain and then in your heart.
Just like sperm.
And then you're godless. You don't want to be godless, Melanie. And Melanie just stood there.
What a bitch.
And said, okay, I'm not taking that class. Funny thing, not funny thing, didn't matter anyway, because 6 years later, Melanie died in childbirth. Just dead. And now her husband's raising that baby.
Whoa. I did not see that coming.
Modern day people still die in childbirth.
The U.S. has a very high female
especially if you're
rate.
A woman of color. Yeah.
Yeah. So just a little bit. I looked up scriptural basis of polygamy, and it's due to a verse that says there was when the Quran was written. There were a lot of men who were being killed in some kind of foreign wars, and it says there were orphans and women who were not married. Their husbands died. Oh. And it said, men, if you feel that you do not be able to deal justly with the orphans, marry the women of your choice. Marry those women, two or three or four. But if you fear that you should not be able to deal justly with them, then only one. But it says this is a need to solve a problem of parenting and crisis. And so it is a little reductive to say that polygamy in a modern sense is a part of Islam.
Okay.
Those are my two cents there.
Come at us, sissies. Let us know.
It's also not sanctioned by almost any religious authority in Islam. Monogamy is championed.
I was pretty impressed with Nala's hijab that she wore.
I think it's Naila.
Naila, I'm sorry.
It's not the Lion King.
Sorry. Naila, it's... I was impressed with her hijab. It was an all-in-one thing.
She just popped it on.
Didn't have to wrap her. It just, bam, let's pray. I was impressed. She put it on over her outfit, her hair, just bam.
It did feel like it was almost tearaway. A tearaway.
I know she got that at Nomaza.
So y'all, again, take that. It's quite reductive what they're saying that polygamy is what. It's even stranger when Naila said, "I learned about polygamy through Islam, and what I saw, I liked." And I was like, did you know people growing up Muslim who were practicing polygamy?" That would be interesting to know.
We know a lot of people. We have never seen this on 90 Day Fiancé.
What do you mean?
And there's we've had many Muslim people on 90 Day Fiancé. This is never brought up.
And there are countries where Muslim countries like, you know, Indonesia where it's basically outlawed.
And I feel like if this was common, this is something that would have been brought up.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not. They're making shit up. They're using religion to justify it again, just like the Christians do and the Mormons.
Gays do better.
This is so stupid. Anyway, so
somebody tell, I need a gay man to find out where it says fisting was in the Bible.
And Jacob fisted Esau.
And it was good.
And it was good. He was really hairy. Wow. The sad thing is they were brothers. And that's how Jacob got the blessing from Isaac. He told him about fisting Esau. I know way too much about the Bible.
You do.
It's weird what stays. So I wrote down again, the polygamy in Islam seems like it's a solution to a problem in time of crisis, not what they're. And she says, Nihila says, every woman deserves a husband, and sometimes there's not enough men to go around.
I mean, I do feel that way about tops in Los Angeles.
That's true.
That's true. I mean, if you think that, there is not enough tops, y'all. It's just that.
That's why you have to take them from people.
Wow. I'm going to say this. If you're thinking about moving to LA and you're a handsome top,
you got to take it from people. They don't belong to people.
You will be in demand in this city.
Tops are like water. They don't belong to anybody.
The views and beliefs of Jake Anthony are not the views and beliefs of Rally Gays.
Yes, they are.
Wow.
So,
you know what bothered you the most about this segment? It was that watermelon juice, wasn't it? How much did you hate that? How sweet did that look to you?
It looked so, it also bothered me being in the glasses, and it looked so chunky and pulpy. And I think, how could they be eating this? And there needed to be water. It needed to be more of a punch. Like
put a drop or two in and then pour champagne over it.
I don't think they drink because they're Muslim.
Well, no wonder they want to fuck other people. They gotta have something.
They said I shouldn't say that. Maybe they do drink, but they explicitly said we follow the five pillars. So to me, that means they're devout. And devout Muslims don't usually drink. But again, I'm not gonna put this on anybody.
Which is why Jake has never debated a devout Muslim.
Never a devout one. That's true. Well, usually I'm not gonna date a Muslim who's gay. So, another thing. Usually it's about Muslims, not gay.
Yeah. Okay.
So, they're talking about, it seems like it was her idea, she said, because y'all. Oh. Listen as I say this and take a moment to appreciate the weight of the statement. You know, Naeem really thrives on love and support. I think I've seen how he's looked when I've given him more support and more affirmations. And then I think, how great could he be if he was affirmed by more women or more people? Feel the weight of that.
This woman needs a break from her husband.
It's that, but it's also the whole concept of her husband's self-worth feels like it's her problem.
Well, yes, it is supposed to be. I mean, that's what they're taught.
I don't know if it's really lectured into them that much.
It's really gross, and I do wonder, and maybe it's just a conspiracy, but part of me wants to feel like, does this woman just need a fucking break from this man somewhat too? Like, she needs someone to share, like, she's saying that because she's like,
I got to get another bitch in here and help support this needy motherfucker.
I see what you're saying.
Because he does, he seems like, we don't know him that well, but he seems like he's kind of useless.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like he ever makes a decision. He's not, I think she runs this house and y'all, Naila's tired.
Also, you can't make your man great by your own willpower.
And maybe I went there because
his job.
Agreed. And maybe I went there because what you just said is so gross. I don't even want to go there.
Yeah. That's what I think. Yeah. She's putting it all on her. Anyway, she's like, but you know, she doesn't have to be Muslim. She's just spiritual. And she doesn't have to be the most beautiful one. I'd prefer it if she wasn't. She just has to be beautiful on the inside. And so she wants an ugly, non-Muslim woman who's real sweet.
That's why I kind of think, because they don't have to be the same religion, I'm like, I really think you need a break. And you just need somebody to roll up in here and handle this dusty
needy.
This needy, dusty man.
And so it's almost like he had to be convinced to do this. That's what she's talking about. Now, the clips show her getting super controlling when they're dating. And y'all, we knew that was going to be the case already.
We did know that.
The mom, Jamila, is coming over and they're going to break it to her that they're dating. They're going to date women. And Jamila shows up and she's like, I'm not into that. She's like, that's Jeremy.
Now, Jeremy.
We went through that. And they're like, what do you mean? We're going to get tested. She's like, that's just not what I want to do. And
she said it. And I went, Jeremy, where is, it took me 5 minutes. I thought she was talking about somebody named Jeremy.
Your friend
in the house.
Jeremy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've said before, Jeremy.
That's what I said, Jeremy.
So, then y'all, even though the Snowdens are gone, we're mentioning the pH of the yonis again, because that's a big thing for these people. And now we're going to have to go through this. And so apparently,
what is your asshole pH?
14. No, it's acidic. It's definitely, acidic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a 3.
It's -7.
Yeah. And so y'all, but Jamila keeps saying, why do you want my approval? I like that. And I thought the same thing. So is this a way for the daughter-in-law to stick it to her mother-in-law too?
I thought about that too. I think she hates her mother-in-law.
Oh, and definitely. She's kind
of, it does. I'm telling you, part of me feels like this woman wants to exit stage fucking left from this family, and she just wants to blow it up.
Maybe. They've been married, though, y'all, for 15 years.
That's a long time to be married to somebody.
But it does seem like that would be, it's a long time to be married, but it seems like she seems like the person who would stay.
We'll see. Yeah.
Yeah. And at one point, and she's like, then she brings that same bullshit. She says it, but you know, Naeem, he thrives on support. And I notice when he gets affirmations from people, he's really great. And mom's like, girl, get you some like books and some signs.
She's like, put some art up on the walls. Not live, another woman.
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah, just say, you're smart. Believe.
That was a great line.
It was a great. Y'all, Jamila, I'm here for it. Again, Jada Essence Hall, congratulations. You were great this
then
episode.
She said, I think you need some therapy. And he's like, I need therapy, but not for that reason. Because of you.
They're funny. I got to say, all three of them are funny.
This is going to be the storyline. This is going to be comedy. But more than that, hopefully Jamila stays around.
We saw her this season on.
This is going to be... Naila's going to get really involved in this, and Naila's probably not going to come off the best in this.
No.
Yeah. And he'll just do whatever she says and then probably try to fuck all the girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
And she's going to be upset when he wants to.
y'all.
Especially when they're pretty.
Because if I've been a Carol, someone else has been a Nyla. Love bringing people in to blow things up and then gets upset when they don't go her way.
Amen.
And then just walks away while everything burns.
Mm-hmm. Something like that meme of the woman setting the fire to that car. That's the show. Woo!
Only twice as long as the actual episode.
You talk too much.
Well, we covered a lot of herstory. This will not be this. I promise you, our episodes will not be this long again.
No.
Love is Blind, the wedding episode. I can't guarantee that. I think that might be a 2-hour podcast.
Oh Lord!
So y'all get ready for that one. All right, everybody. That's it. That is your show. Go to realitygaze.com. You can go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast. Hopefully you can go to TikTok one day. If we get unbanned, we'll see about that. Or you can find us on X, our Twitter, at Reality Gaze Pod. Yeah, don't. Just go to Instagram. You can join our Facebook group. We have our public Facebook group, Reality Gaze with Maddie and Poodle. We post tour information and things there. Or you can join our private Facebook group, the Sissy Squad.
Yes.
And you can meet a lot of, if you are going to a live show, and especially if you're going by yourself, I highly recommend you joining the Sissy Squad. And at the top of the squad,
people are doing meetups.
Yeah. Our den mother, Jackie, who kind of oversees the group and makes sure y'all don't kill each other. She pinned a post for each city. And so you can go to that city and comment and find out who's going. Or if you have questions about ticket links, did I buy VIP? Did I not? Does VIP mean my husband, that Poodle's going to sleep with my husband? That answer is yes.
Yes.
But you can get some more information.
You
on
dumb
that
bitch.
Well.
You
dumb bitch. Yes, he's going to sleep with your husband. All right, everybody.
I've been telling you the whole time I was going to take your husband.
Poodle, this is your show you wanted to cover, so you sign us off.
Ooh, how do I sign it off? Oh, God.
It's not on me.
Okay. Well, remember, y'all, next time you fuck somebody, think about that sperm and their essence going right into your head. And maybe you'll make better choices next time. That's going to have to change, but we'll see.
Next, now. Down at our rendezvous. Down at our rendezvous.